Again, shalom everybody. Last week we discussed that the prior God to create this creation, which is called Bereshit, and it's the Torah starts Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim, starts with Bet, second letter of the Hebrew letters. And then continues the Torah saying that the olam va'aretz haita tohu vevohu. There was a chaos in the aretz, the land. It's an indication that prior to this creation, we said there was another creation. However, that creation required this creation to accomplish what was not accomplished before. What that means. We said that in his nursery, God, for 974 generations, in his nursery, created and cultivated neshamot. What neshama is a specific defined energy, carrier of His essence. That means God's will created an embodiment that has purpose and goal. Simply, has purpose. And God cultivated this neshama to be able to do what? To receive for sake of sharing. To be able to receive, number one, Kabbalah is to receive. The problem is not in sharing. There's no problem for me to release myself and give you all my money. Because the responsibility is to the receiver, not to giver. When I give, I separate myself. When I receive, now I am responsible. I receive something. It's a Kabbalah. So the receiving, there was a problem. Why? Because the energy that created is the energy of Ein Sof. There is no end to it. That energy is too powerful for any vessel to receive unless itself is a vessel of infinito. Anything less than infinity cannot contain infinite. That's common sense. So God had to go through many tzimtzumim. Tzimtzumim means to conceal himself, to constrain himself, to limit himself, and that's called tzimtzum. Something infinite. Constricting himself for what? To allow the receiver to be able to receive and handle and not bust out. Who is the receiver? Are those neshamot. Now, God could have continued through another 26 generations, exactly another 26 generations, and complete the neshama. To be able and capable to absolutely receive with no problem, handle the infinitum, is God. Could create, bring about such a free will, and such a capability of a vessel that can handle its light the closest possible. However, there was a problem. That if God to build it, and if the God to cultivate the neshama into completion, then where is the bread of shame? What have I done in here? He made it. He fixed it. He started it. He accomplished it. Where is the free will? Where is the free will? So in order God to establish a free will, first didn't complete those neshamot. After 974 generation, stopped. And what was missing in this neshamot? What was missing? Accomplishment, completeness. That means whatever remained to complete was ra. Now what is ra, what is bad, is lack of Good. If 26 more generation, and that was from Adam to Moshe. When Moshe received the Torah, that was 26 generation. Accomplishment of 1,000 generation. Indication that potentially the neshamot, the vessels that eventually are capable to carry the totality of the light necessary to create continuity, immortality, so God can do good, to give. Because there got to be a receiver in order God can give. If there is no taker, it's no good. God wants a taker. God wants Kabbalists. Those who seek Him to receive from Him. There was 26 generation. So God did not complete. Did this 26. Two things were missing in this neshamot. God did not enforce it. That God did not create. That God did not made any effort to bring about love and fear of God from those neshamot. Those neshamot absolutely did not have any fear of God. Such a thing was not cultivated in them. And those neshamot did not have any love for God. None. Now there is a neshama, practically 90% made. It's a little bit still not complete. That means missing light. But extremely powerful, because they are godly. These neshamot, in their words, because they did not have fear of God, because they did not have love of God, they ultimately, potentially defined and established the totality of how bad could be bad. How dark can be dark. How this black hole, what is this black hole defined? Total desire to receive. Every light sucks it in for who? For me. So the ultimate of desire to receive for oneself alone was developed within these 974 generations of Neshamot, which totally are potential. Now God created another world, world of thought. Who thought? God. Now I want you to step by step to learn this language. When you think, what comes out of your mouth is a result of what? Your thought, and what else? Talk to me plain.
Emotion.
Your emotions? Your voice? Because if you say, requires voice. And how God created? From His voice. So He must have thought first. And then He said, ah, now I went through the process. Now let there be light. Because He puts His emotion. He puts everything within Him. And His ass off. He's infinite. And came out the result and let there be light. I agree with you. Absolutely. That's a confirmation. In this world of thought, not in the world of saying, which is the creation itself, because God, by saying, by 10 utterances, God created this creation. But yet, before the saying, in His thought, God created the olam, called olam machshava, olam of thought, olam of atzilut. That means the world of nearness. How can you get closest to God? Where can you? How? With your fingers? With your eyes? With your heart? what part of you can get to Hashem fastest, closest? Your thought. Bravo. And here in this world of thought, God developed the neshamot of Israel only. The result of his thought, that's why Israel is Rosh Lid, the same letters. That means in my thought, when I thought to create anything, to do anything, even beginning of my thought, beginning what it came to my head, is to create an embodiment called Israel. I'm not talking about me. I'm potentially an Israel. But that Israel that God thought is that neshama that will come to this world of Bria that he created by saying. He comes from thought. This Bria comes by saying. Why God created the by saying is to create body. So those neshamot that he created and cultivated in his nursery can have body and come to this world of creation, and the neshama of Israel, which is good, come to this neshama that at this time is ra, is bad, is not complete. That's why you have a yetzara ra and yetzara tov. And the Yetzer HaTov has to use the Torah and the Chokhmah of Torah and the Mo'adim and the Chagim and all the instrument and all the help of angels and God specifically to accomplish what God did not accomplish and left for me to do. I can give you an analogy. The chef goes into the kitchen, start cooking. After he finishes to do all the cooking, what he does? Does he clean? Does he put everything back? Does he wait to make sure that this is done? He prepares everything, he puts it together and tells it, okay, you guys clean, you guys watch, 5 minutes you do this, 10 minutes you do this, adios he goes. Somebody else has to finish the job. We are finishing the job. We as Knesset Israel, Am Israel, we are going to finish the job. Everything potential is done. Everything. Nothing missing. However, I have to deal with this Ra. And what are those Ra? Those Ra are in my character. What is missing in my character, in my personality, as a Jew? As a Jew, I have to look at myself that I am a Jew. And I have accepted the responsibility. I have accepted a way of life. I have confirmed it. I have sworn on it. And I obey it. Submit to it. Understanding this introduction, God's willing, we're going to start from today preparing ourselves. I really want to go through this Rosh Hashanah and understand this Rosh Hashanah with you. And if you bear with me, approximately we have about 4 classes. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, God's willing, we know that this is the period of Silichot, that people get up, Jews get up early in the morning, and they really say a tefillah with a broken heart, and they ask all with one strong voice, and they say, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim, and you really pull in an energy we called Yud Gimel, that means 13 Midot of Rachamim. I am pulling this month the highest level of energy called Rachamim. The concept of this Yud Gimel Midot, which is the Tikkun of Israel, this is the Tikkun of Israel, and we are saying it, but to my astonishment, not many rabbis really define it and explain it, what it is that we are calling those names. And I really thought it's unfair that we should not know what are those names are all about. What is this Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim that is so important in Judaism is not talked about. So next week we are going to have Bezrat Hashem, and if you can, tell your friends, because even by listening to it, even if you get a slightest impression out of it, Yom Kippur will help you while you are sitting in Yom Kippur, you are not eating, you are not drinking, and you are praying. What is this business of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was January. Rosh Hashanah was Nisan. What is this middle of no time is Rosh Hashanah? Now, we know that all the Torah, all the studies we do, is to build our character. That's what we are lacking. What is this character based on? What is the foundation of this character? Two things that was missing totally in the Olam of Tohu, the Olam that God cultivated those neshamot that are not really good yet. What were the two energies missing from those neshamot? Yirat Hashem. Very simple language. It means a lot. That means fear of God. Come on. If a person says, God, I give you an example from Torah. It's easier. We know that Cain, and it really touches our studies, Cain was the first person that the first result that he got from Adama, from the land, he took the fruit. He says, wow, what a beautiful abatiach, what a beautiful watermelon. God didn't create this watermelon. I put the seed inside, I gave the water, I gave him good fertilizers, I gave him positioned him correct. The gorgeous of this is because I did. So he takes, the story comes that Cain takes not from the best of his fruits that he took from the land, he took from the worst. He says, God really doesn't need it. Let me have the good one for myself. I take a small sample for God. He says, hey God, you couldn't create this. I created it. Who talks like this to God? Follow. Follow. And then God looked at him, and his brother Hevel brought as well a gift for God. But he was a shepherd. He took one of most beautiful baby lambs for God as a gift. That God, this is the result of my work. I want to give the first one a gift. It's the first one. Gift to you. God looks at the gift of Cain. Cain was the one that really thought about bringing gift for the God. Who made him to bring gift for God? Who told him? Nobody told him. The ulterior motive, the lack of not having Yirat Hashem and Ahavat Hashem. He said, he thinks he's really a big guy. He thinks he has anything here to do. Many of us, we have this ideology that we say, God, yeah, I know God, there is God. God created the nature, put everything in order, and said adios, goodbye. You think he doesn't have anything to do? He sits down to see what I'm thinking, what I'm doing? This is God. He's looking to see what I'm doing during the day. That's, I'm important. So many million people, no. Went away. Left alone everything. Everything going automatic. It's the chemistry of the things taking everything on. That's the ideology of Cain. What judgment? What there is deen? What there is God is going to sit down on the chair of judgment and he's going to judge me? What the end of the days? Which end of the days? Have you seen any ends lately? What ends? What next world? Everything is right here. The law is the law of the jungle. Whoever can take it, who is the stronger is going to survive. And that's the law. That's the nature. There is no such a thing, God. Now he knows there is God because God talks to him. That's why he brings present to God to say that, look, God, up there you are somebody, but down here I'm the creator. So leave me alone. Stay off my back. That's the ideology. So when Cain says, you know what? I'm going to prove to this God, and I'm not going to take the good ones, the worst one, that my worst fruit is better than his doing. I can do better than God. So he goes, God doesn't accept his present. Do not think even for a second that you do all the mitzvot. If there is no change in you, all the mitzvot that you do is superficial. It's nonsense. It's total nonsense. If you do mitzvot and you claim you are doing mitzvot, but your character doesn't change. You are not going to become a person, a person that do. If it's what they change you, that means you don't know how to do it. You don't need a special person. And it's a flighty, that's a real one. Look at the magnets. They all teach you how to play yourself. Outside. Outside. And they want to make you really just to put happening in the vehicle. Either white or black, as the case may. It's not for love. You do it so, check yourself how much I've changed. If I don't know, don't do it, I don't get so feel. Because mitzvah, we don't see it today. College you today. If you do it with your eye, I knew it correctly. As for haha, after the law. Let's go back here. The Torah says we're going to say that when Heber was born, who's a second child, he came out with two his girls. They were his mates. They were his soulmates. They were two souls that belonged to Heber. When Cain was born, he was born with one female, and that was one soul as his mate. Cain said, hey, you see what God says? Ask for someone. First, you give me one mate. To my brother, he's second born. If you choose, you're the number one. So you're in charge. Now three. I brought you something that you didn't create. I created it ourselves. I was a man. I bought you. You look at man. He's for man. He didn't have created it. One male animal got into a female animal and there is a baby and he brings the baby for you. He didn't do nothing. But yet you took his. And you rejected me. I reject you. I did all this vote for you. And this is how you answer me? No, does not exist. How do you know that? The guy comes, whoever comes, he says, I'm fed with this system. He goes, this, right, this body, hey, like you, birds, those lambs are yours. That you want to lose. All lamb will be lost. The lamb is mine. It's okay. What do you say? Don't get angry. Relax. It's okay. He says, no, right now, the lamb are mine, and the sheep are yours. Signed. Then I'll do my girlfriend. So he told him, it's girlfriend, huh? I don't want you in that. That's how he killed it. He says, you're not loving my land, this is my land. He killed him. So God came, gives him a chance. He says, what did you do? The blood of your body is clean for the Adama. You spill the blood of your brother in your Adama, you keep, and he buys your Adama. And you know what the answer of God? You say, what do you think I'm about to skip up? Who do you think you're asking your question? You see, I gotta give you answers. You are judging me, what are you judging me? What are you even asking me? It's like daughters and sons, fathers and mothers ask, what have you done? We're asking what I am. What should I do about what I am? Who are you for me to lie to you? That's my own God. Every close. That kind is within us. At the time. They had that kind of ideology. This is how we run our affair. And as God has been, we are mutually mutual to God. But here we have your Atashem and have Atashem. It's still sing, ladies and gentlemen. Understand? And remember the message. All the bad in this world, whatever bad you see in this world, is the responsibility of you and me to be related to it in goodness. It's our responsibility. I don't do this clean. I get it. It's my responsibility to start. It's my responsibility to in good where that is. It is responsibility for you. There's no one with friend. I caused it. I am the king. I am the heaven. What's heaven in Hebrew? Meaning of heaven. Heaven in the VML. What comes out of your mouth when you talk? A seven. You know what can I eat? Kill the cell. What that means? How I created the world. And sing at the heaven? heavenly God created was he. God created you and me in his image and his likeness. Correct? Then he created by saying, I can equally use my hair and do this. Can kill with this capability. Can kill it. I kill this out God has given me. My word doesn't worth any more a penny. No more value. Because the ulterior motive is not for sake of God. Why say that? There is a book in Sparta, Devarim. The pasuk in Peter. That he says, and you should walk in his way. Moshe tells us, walk the way of God. There is a book by Ramchal called Way of God. It comes from this book. The whole complete book. What is the way of God? Why Moshe has given sense, walk the way of God. Chacham wanted to explain to us what this mitzvah is. Which is different, it was to explain the mitzvah. And it's different from all other mitzvahs. This mitzvah is totally different than the rest of the mitzvah. Because it's not a thing to do something. It literally says, walk his way. Initial explanation is, if God is merciful, you be merciful. If God is righteous, pious, you be pious. If God is gracious, you be gracious. If you do this, you have walked the way of God. Now, if God walking to the way to put it, no. Acquired me, though that God has made the attitude that God has, look at it. And then they make it an example and follow it. What really wants to teach us here? It says, it's not the God having us. It's only one purpose. It's only one purpose, every mitzvah. Because the mitzvah itself is the will of God. The mitzvah. If I do the mitzvah, that is the way he wants it. Follow what I'm saying. If I give the mitzvah, it means it's in the key to do something, to act, or to wear, or to eat, which in every aspect of our life, Torah has given us a mitzvah to do. Is because he explains, this is my way, and I want you to follow my way. And Moses says, follow God's way. Which means do his mitzvah, really. Because if you do his mitzvah, you are following the way of God. Who would God want you to do this? If you are the way of God, and God is infinite, I am finite, how am I, can I get something infinite and bring it in? This is one thing very wondrous. Every time we mitzvah, tap into infinity, because that mitzvah comes from ends of infinite. That I bet my hand, we call the Bracha. Bracha is that source of energy that I can bring to this world and improve, progress in amount of the Ra that is within me. We in character and self here, each one of us, there is something that needs to be complete and corrected and polished. As long as we are alive, I can improve, I can progress. Infinite amount. Our midot, I want you to follow, by the way. Our life is in our blood. That life in Hebrew called Nefesh. Nefesh is our life as our blood. Take our blood, we die. There is an aspect, and Nefesh is within the body, it's my blood. There is a spiritual aspect called Ruach, is my soul. That is continuously improving. The Ruach is little wind, like Ruach. It continuously is in movement. A Ruach, if it's out, is he not anymore? The Ruach, white name is Ruach, is that aspect of me that is surrounding me and connects me, my body, into my higher consciousness. And is in continuous movement. What is my higher consciousness? Is that Shema? Is that totality? The key that surrounds me light that holds both my soul and my flesh, and is like a bed that thinks and covers and does everything in order to raise its children in the nest. It's like a bird. Then Shema in the bird is the power that is hovering on my soul and my flesh in order for me to accomplish and reach my ultimate potential. Every time I sin, that means every time I either ignore etza, or I abuse etza, I do the etza, but I don't put my heart into it, so far. Or I say, I'm going to do it. You know, there are some people always say, you say that if I eat in a empty pool, I'm going to die. The book says you can die. Okay? I'm going to have a burger. Cheeseburger, not that I'm at it. Big! Oh, yeah, I'm going to die. And the people finish, and they say, I'm alive from you. Who doesn't know he's already dead? That's the problem. He doesn't know he's dead. Because he's dead, so he doesn't know. Now, the thread is there to help you to expand and to progress. He says the Ruach after the Ruach is a movement
This work is in the domain called the domain of angels. As a matter of fact, this Ruach deals only with angels. Goes into the domain of angels and acts and brings about and executes the work of angels. All his disciples of angels. Because they are about angels too. Sometimes they say there's a lowly soul, there's a high, especially the soul in Arabic, it's friendly, and they start laughing with this guy. No, please, they go from one to the other, okay? I don't know, you make sense here in America, but now, every lap is on gang, this street, and a fight next street, and you cross the street, you don't have to go to a battle, you're going to cross the street, no matter where you live. That is the same thing with souls. If the souls are not protected, then they go up, they're very vulnerable. They can figure out, the soul has its own. And that is the same reason the Buddha is moving, he's doing it, up and down, up and down. Now, that's the question is between Ruach and angel. What's the difference with this angel and the other black angel? So my brother and angel, the difference between angel and Ruach. Angel is a word for friend, little action, fun action. That's the main of the angel. The angel that is given order to certain things, given order to change. That's the order, that's the frame, that's it. He is there and he is more and all specifically more well-defined responsibility. However, the soul can move and move and transcend and go above the angel. That's why Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were able to control angels, to send angels to their work, to do their fight, to do what they need. Bnei Israel are capable to transcend even over and above Malach Shad. Highest level of Malachim, they use and higher than that. That is, to control every world of Bria, creating, Yisrael, formation, and Asiya, action. And so, this is what? How much I am capable to connect to my Shah. Which is, how to have the power of using knowledge. There's two ways you can call knowledge. It's exactly the same way there are two ways to eat bread. One way is that you take the seed and you bring about flour and you have to really make a flour and make the bread, to the bread easy. You have to take 10 steps in order to have the bread. And then we have this bread we say has extra, I waste the bread. That means, if I have understand something, I tell you how to make food and I give you the recipe. Do you understand the recipe? Yes. But do you know how to do the recipe? No. I don't know how to do the recipe. You have to go to do it. And usually you make a little bit mistake here, you have to appear to do it. Finally, you have to do it twice. You have to have to understand how to go through a process in order to reach knowledge. There's another lesson to read, we said, to eat Kavchem Shamayim. That means acquire this knowledge without process. You don't need to really go through the process in order to understand it. I can acquire that knowledge and not waste time, invent a good idea, hire the wheel all over again. Thank you very much. Now, how can I get this knowledge if I connect to my Neshama? My Neshama has the knowledge. What is my Neshama? This is the Olam called Olam Atilut. I'm coming from Atilut. And it's the Olam of Machshava. And it's Olam of Bina. Bina. Where is this Olam? It's all very simple. Olam of Machshava. How can I tap to this Olam of Machshava? It's called another name, Olam Teshuva. Whenever you go to Deepfoot, you go into your mind and you evaluate yourself. You really find the truth that which your character and thought lacks. What are your fears? How much you are unsure? How much confidence you have? How much emet you have established? What is happening in you? That's immediately tested to lamp out of the teshuva. Immediately your nama, so shavi, because you are doing the work of your neshama. From this period to Yom Kippur, I am Jacob. And God gives me a gift. Up into this olam, called olam hashava, olam chuma ambina. What is the secret? The secret is this Pasha. Pasir Faro. And that's the beauty. Malakitvo. You come to work to that land. Which land? That land above. Below. You do work. When the process Rosh Hashanah is 3 months. Come on. Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei. How do we write Tishrei? Chin Resh. Correct? 10 letters of Rashid. By the way. Tishrei. Now. Shrei. Of the sides Aleph Dina Dalet. When will be end? What are the last 3? Eight letters of Resh, Shin, Taf. That Tishrei is Taf, Pi, Resh. God says there are 6 months. I give every man a below. I give you the Mahadir Hemin Shemai from above below. I give you Taf from above below. I give you the Kavah from above below. I give you the Wall of the Womb from above below. I give you every holy call in 6 months, 6 months. All of us, 6 Harakim in us, Bishas, 6 Elish. We already passed the intelligence of about an hour in it. Let's give a tip for that's a hot year for that. Already that is the year. After this chance, it is more above or below. Now is Tishrei. Of Shimresh. From below the earth. That means you done. That is how much you have changed. How much you are. Much better than that you are. Evaluate your spiritual life. Evaluate. So he says, Vahati. And here then. And then it happened. That means it happened. I give you a possibility to tap into your neshama. Now created the benchmark capability and makes it of me. Hashem, now you know that you guys give you 10 chana'ah, means gift. No. Really, if I want to tell you because the Rosh Hashanah is poor, that means if I see him, just do it, not break it, just do it. You go to you go to you, I'm not. Come on, 6 months, track, right, good for you. I need this, I need my chokma, I give you bread, everything. Now, it's your part. What God to say for yourself? Come, tell me with yourself. You tell me. God, that's how you must have always said that, you know, I'm telling myself, I'm really, I'm a big problem. Now, I say, I hear because my sister. I do homework. Take a saber. And sit down and write what's missing in your life. Check me out there. Take what I'm saying. Write it down. See what you're thinking. What you're not doing. How can be better? What would you like to be better? Never respect our love. Look at yourself. How many ex you have? Your mother, your sister, your woman, your man, your friend, your name, everything. Write it down. And write down what you want changes. And by the way, evaluate yourself. Everything that you're thinking back. Give mark how much is worth for you. Let's say I'm a very nervous, angry person. That's very bad. Suddenly, snap. It's very bad. I will break. Suddenly, go crazy. You tell something, and that's it. I'm off. All the good thing that you have done for that. Right now, you are the worst. That's you break, right? No fuse. I don't like it. Because I see this way I help my closest people. Because I see this way I really put myself in the life I really love I have. Just because one second I couldn't take. You know what I want. Look how much love is in my life. How much love there is, how much love you missing. And by the way, look, see what there is. You're married. Look specifically how you love your wife, your wife. Look honest how much you love your husband. And it is a result. Look how much you can understand your husband. Have you asked her? Right? Shut it out, write it down. Write it down. Simple that, write it down. And you know, sit down, jump in again. To the end. Do it for your wife. Wife, do it for your husband. I have the guts to hear it. To hear that somebody admonishes you. Who? Your mate. Your mate. Go to your husband. That happened to be good. Tell him. What do you like to become better? Show me the feeling of everything. And you know what? That's your dream. Write it down. How can I make my wife to love me? How can I make myself to absolutely be in love with my wife? I'm not married. Now I have a hell of a good excuse to tell that I sing a bunch. I mean, this is B. Not opportunity. Opportunity is that God find the way I need to do mitzvah, and without this make, I cannot do the mitzvah. And this is important, because you don't recognize how important you have a maid, as if you don't have a maid, all the mitzvah you are doing is a worthless, because they are incomplete. And all the mitzvah will become, will find good values if you have a maid. So therefore, this is the purpose of creation to come, and find the meat and create unity, because God is one that fuses infusion of opposites, and you are a God, you are not known as a different opposite. And if you create a fuse, fusion of opposite, you have done the godly work. And that's a basic unit of spirituality. You don't have to have ambition. You know. How are you going to bite? How are you going to cut bait? How are you going to put the zuza? How are you going to bring up children? How are you going to get an opportunity to another Lama to repeat in this world? That's what Tim said. Now, look into what it is, see what it is seeing, bring it into what you have. Go to reality. Because 9 months. 9 months. I want you to open it and read it again. Why? Because he had come and he says, Ashtar Allah Elecham Pelecham Kala Peyerishtar Mashataba. Okay, you go earn it, you go own it, and you're going to settle in it as long as. Why? Because David came, brought a gift to God, and God didn't take a hit, he didn't make a child, God made him a wanderer. What is a wanderer? Who became a wanderer in this world? Jews. Became a wanderer. What is a wanderer? I can't go anywhere at home. I cannot sit. I'm always in movement. I cannot ever build. I build. They take that from me out. They are again. Again. And again. How many years? What's the name? Here we go. Here in the Bible, now is the Hashanah, he comes and tells me the following. He says, Verakata. He's giving me a secret. He's giving me a key. And take from Rashid, me Rashid, from Rashid. Rashid is from the first. From first. What is the best oil? Alvai. What do you call the region? What is the name of this mosque? Forget the region. That's the indication of. God is teaching me most for now. When is really this hag of the queen of bringing fruits to Jerusalem? Anybody knows? Somebody make me happy. When do we bring for the first? Shavuot, Zagbal. What happens in Shavuot? Shavuot is Zuman, Sivan, Matan Torah, Bravo. What is Torah? Is Matan Torah, is a mana. You want to see Matana? Now, 9 months prior, God is telling me Adam is what I'm dreaming. He takes from your first. What is your first? Who gives you wisdom? Every one of us, we are getting warning, correct? God gave me a capability that is you're good at. God gave me a capability that I am good at. First we say that, I'll say in English.
Talent.
Who gives this talent? God. Do you have this talent? You have free will, you have will to use this talent, you're able, and you did good root. Nitzai, you don't want to be wanderer? Do you want to get foolish? You want to have confidence in your heart and not be shy and have fear of future? You want to have your teeth? You want to have joy in your life? Joy? Not this is moment. Come with me, joy. This suffers fire. It's a total joy. This is not limited. This doesn't have a period motive. It's fine. That's the instance. You want it? Every result that you get, everything that you do, every step that you take, everything that you move, everything step that you take, take it in the garden. The result of that, student of that, and the result of the root you get off it, bring the rest one up. Change one. Then you go to put cannabis seed into the ground. All the material, the data, and the shop, this guy, the guy, do better than it. But that idea, that ideology, is step one. So step one is the separation machine. And when you buy the roots, and it came beautiful and came out, don't say it's all rohi, and it is my power, and my thought, and my talent, and my capability, but take this and confirm that this is God. From these mitzvahs, that's all that is when I look into the mental wonder, huh? From now, confirm to yourself that you want to establish the path. That means you go to the way of God. That's the biggest issue. That's the biggest issue. I go up in my way, not way of God. No, think. See, I have the way. You have given me the free will, but I have built it. Yet, this about this desire to see for oneself alone. That doesn't love me. Help me. That's why I scream, Adonai, Adonai, Rechuchnu, Erechapani, Barafchis, which we'll discuss next week. This is one way of our, of recognizing. And he says, you start implementing the idea that any thought comes to my mind. Footnote. When you grab in the moment, your eyes opens, you become conscious. What do you refer to? Why do you say, you are the Messiah of God? The near front of Melech HaVikayam. Melech HaVikayam. What's his name? Even, okay. I saw a chair of your being. I just opened my eyes. And I confirm that this opening, this being, this awareness, this consciousness, this open my eyes, confirm that you are the source of existence. If you open your eyes, then you confirm. It's a right way to wake up. It's done. Together. So let's say mitzvah. I give you a secret. Secret of what brings joy into your life. If you do a mitzvah and you do the mitzvah, not because you gotta do it. You know what? Put your hand up when you say that person with it. Every mitzvah that gives you, it gives you a tzvah that automatically you do the simcha because the initial mitzvah is the simcha. That is how I will bring simcha joy in my life. Is to do the mitzvah with joy. If I go on mitzvah, now if I start and do the mitzvah, I really can't take it. I mean, this is crazy. I don't know what to say, but I got prepared and I got okay, I want you to do it. Right, I'll wait for you. Here. Everything in my life is like this. Every word you do is a vessel. Exactly the same hassle that you did the mitzvah. Now look at your life. I'm forcing you to look into your life. You say, your life is going through hassle. For everything you're going through hassle. If it is, then change it. If it is lack of joy, you can change it. If it is lack of confidence, you can change it. If there's too much worry, what am I going to do tomorrow? What's going to happen with this? Who's going to do that? Yes. You want to worry? That gives you as much worry you want. You like it, you enjoy it, okay, I'll give you more. Until you stop. And then you scream at him. He says, okay, I told you. It's exactly the time that when they went to Midbar, they make this money fine. It's good. Lech Shemaim. But he gets so much meat that even if a man does not meet the world, he will take it. How much you want? He'll get it. And he will get up. And you? You know, in the crowd of time, money is very good. Money is fantastic. But as soon as the money comes, you can't deduct and money deducts it's new. That's not good. But if you understand what is purposely me, the money has to be donkey, and you should rob the donkey. That's the man of Mashiach. Why is it that the Mashiach comes on donkey? Or is it really going to come with the donkey? No. Why don't I tell you that as soon as man understands that, what's the name of donkey in Hebrew? Chomer. As soon as you understand the dunya, a world of material in the dunya of Gashmiut, is on the purpose and you are running it, then your mind is controlling it. But what Mashiach? You are the Mashiach. Let's go to Peter, run your show. Oh, you know what? I have a father and a half bathroom. Mr. I've been in the half bathroom. And she told her husband, he said, you know what? Another smart in my bed. I should have married you, I should marry him. And he says, Donald. Thank you.
It's funny, honestly. We worry about things that we don't have any value. But yet, God says this is the time for you to sit and evaluate how much where's your spiritual standing. Evaluate yourself. It's important. I am usually a health issues is the law of alternative in this country. And the world is going crazy. You think what is going in the right direction? Look at the world. In here, God says, who gave you the body? Who made his body? What is the purpose that I made to be shit by with your kid to shine heart? Give you a body. Don't abuse it. I don't write a contract to deliver it in the way he did to you. That's okay, we can play around with it. But don't abuse it. Don't destroy it. Don't put an eye on it. Don't make a head. Don't put nothing on it. Don't abuse it. Use it. Don't abuse it. Because this is the temple of your soul. That's what you can do. You will live apart. My return for taking words from word to part. Each one is connected to each part. And then I is there connect that part of me to self. My finger is connected to roots, my spiritual figure to self. My hand is connected to my spiritual hand, is connected to his specific sphere, specific energy. And when I start playing around with those energies, abuse those energies, and misuse those energies, I will cause sickness and lack of light. You don't make cancer spot has blood feed in the body, which is dark spot. What is dark spot is in case of lack of light. Very simple. Lack of light. Ra. Bad. Darkness is indication of lack of good. There is no good, bring good. Yes, please.
It's true. Some people, they went back.
Is it true that people wearing black is not good? Now, because the word of Abraham means green is advance, that's why the nature is mostly green, red is designed to receive, black is designed to see what's out there. It's all color. Now, why is that? That's why we use in the movie they put white, because white reflects color best. Why they call this whole back hole black? Now, black is bad. Black is invasion of superstition. But 99% of the people that wear black suit do not understand honestly why they wear black. They are wearing black that because interior is affected by Hashem, exterior, the superficial aspect is totally clear. That is, I do not want to enjoy any earthly pleasure, only spiritual pleasure. But my father, that's the reason I have a black. That's why he tries the shakhrai, that is black. That means she falls into the total restriction. That is color black. Any other questions, please? Yes. We can learn the consciousness that will only transcend the energy of angels, and the angels will be under our command. That's why Adam created the regime. He says, let's go. He says, let's go to whom? To the angels. Only angels, ordinary angels of Adam, which is the angel of death, did not participate to accept the rush of the kingship of Adam, the superiority of Adam. That's why when Moshe went down to receive the power, Malchim were just about destroyed because he was on earth. But when they realized that Moshe's purpose is closeness and the glory of Hashem, the angels of Hashem, Ma, Adir, Shilcha, Bechol Ha'aretz. What that means? Ma is Mem, Hei, 45. Adam, Adir, Rila, Shilcha, Yom, Stabish, Yom, Ba'aretz. Who? Adam, is one, because of Moshe, that goes Stabish, Yom, Ba'aretz. Absolutely. The command comes, I'll tell you that, very beautiful. That's why I need to transcend the angel. The mental angel is on top of me, and like it's me say, grow, for me grow. Now, what I say, now, anybody has a sickness, has an opportunity. Everyone is sick and starts complaining. Yes. Say, you're really not there. You're not there. But yet one who is handicapped, that finds in his lack of capability, find the whole world capability. We have seen it. The guy doesn't have a hand. He uses his toes to paint, and his paintings are gorgeous. Does he really feel, he knows he doesn't have a hand. But he thinks God has left me. I'm able to do. That controls the hand. Oh, she is doing fine. I know this lady for